This is the Geek News Central Podcast, bringing you the latest tech and science news, coming to you live from beautiful Honolulu, Hawaii, sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Save today at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. Fans, strap yourself in for a great show. Geek News Central, the longest-running tech podcast, is ready. It's showtime. Welcome to show number 916, this 26th day of December. I am Todd Cochran, your host, and I want to welcome you to the Geek News Central podcast. And definitely got a speaker on in another location. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to the Ohana. Hey, everyone, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here. Of course, thanks for being subscribed. Hey, I want to give a, hope everyone had a Merry Christmas. And of course, now we're quickly heading into the new year here. So very, very exciting stuff. But I hope every Santa Claus was good to you and had a great holiday here with the family. If you're brand new to the show, hey, thanks for checking in. And make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com and check out all the great content on the website. I have our writers have been putting up content on a regular basis at Geek News Central. So there's something there for everyone at all times. So definitely get over to the website. And you can subscribe while you're there as well. There's a place there to sign up for the newsletter. And, of course, you can get subscribed to the show. Matter of fact, check out all the show, Robot Underpants, The Gadget Professor, New Media Show, our special media events, and, of course, this show that's recorded every Monday and Thursday. So definitely get subscribed to those shows. We've got lots of cool stuff coming on the new media feed here in the, on the special media events feed starting in just a few days. So definitely get subscribed to that. You can check out all the show notes today at gncshownotes.com/916. Of course, if you're subscribed to the newsletter, you get them sent to you via email. That's one of the advantages of being on email. And of course, if you're subscribed, the podcast will be waiting for you when you want to watch the show tomorrow morning. Most of you on the East Coast can start listening right away, first thing in the morning on the way to work or on your vacation day, whatever it may be. I know some of you had to go back to the old ball and chain and drudge through the rest of the week. So I was right there with you. I was working today right here in the studio the entire day, getting ready for CES. Of course, you can reach out to me here on the show at Geek News or, let's not do that again. Let me switch the right button here. Or you can follow me at geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. Is the place where you can send email or follow me on Twitter at Geek News. I got completely backed up today. And as well, there's a place there on the website at geeknewscentral.com. If you want to send a voice comment, you can do that. So you can follow us on Facebook and G+, Google Plus anytime. And that link will be in the show notes. So that way you can stay abreast of what's going on in the community. If you're an insider, make sure you send Sam an email at insider@geeknewscentral.com. He'll get you on all the insider list. That's really, really important. Just going through here, this quick stack. Again, a great Christmas here. My mom made it in, Tuesday about 3:34. She was supposed to be in Monday evening. Matter of fact, I did an early show, but turns out some issues in Denver caused her to not be able to get out of Denver that day. So she had to stay overnight in a hotel and got in here Tuesday afternoon. And then we were able to celebrate Christmas together with the family on Wednesday. So we were lucky to have all the plane connections come together and for her to make it. So that was good. Had a great cooked dinner here. Had turkey, had all the standard stuff, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole with the, what else do we have? Had cranberries, because I'm not a cranberry type. And I know some of you at Christmas don't cook like a Thanksgiving, but Shoko had been in Japan, so we kind of did a Thanksgiving meal for Christmas. Sometimes we do prime rib or something like that. I actually heard someone else had a very interesting tradition for a Christmas a Christmas lunch, and it was loco moco, and that kind of surprised me. But those of you that don't know what a loco moco is, here in Hawaii, and you just basically take a bed of rice, you put a hamburger on top of it, you slather it with brown gravy, and then you put two eggs on top. Sunny side up eggs, and that's a Loco Moco, and let me tell you, it's fantastic. But someone was telling me that's what they had for their traditional Christmas dinner, and I thought, that's an interesting move. A lot easier than doing all the cooking. Of course, I did most of it, but my wife, quite frankly, she probably helped me is at least 50%, so it wasn't just me. So I will confess and give credit where credit is due. But, you know, of course, heading into the New Year's here for the Japanese, a very, very big holiday. And we will probably start the cleaning up in Japan. It's a big deal to have the house fresh and clean for New Year's, to be ready for that. It's their main holiday. Of course, my wife being Japanese, that's what will happen here over the next couple of days. So the Christmas tree and all the Christmas decorations will come down probably tomorrow, maybe even Saturday. We don't keep them up too long, as most people, through the New Year, but we don't do that here, just as part of our, you know, the family heritage and so forth. But most importantly, though, tonight's show is sponsored in part by our good friends over at GoDaddy. We want you to consider supporting the show by picking up some products at GoDaddy. Now, let me click the right button here. So, I was kind of got lazy this afternoon. And I said, oh, do I really want to do a show? And I thought, oh, I better. And just because I promised you guys I would do one, but really, my motivation level was really down. So just to let you know that I drugged myself in here to do a show, but wanted to make sure we got one out for everyone. GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy is the place to go and really save a lot of money. And our friends at GoDaddy have got some just fantastic ongoing good deals. The 35% code that was supposed to die in like 7 days is still running. So if you go over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, all my promo codes are on that page. And if you can't find the page anywhere on geeknewscentral.com, you'll find the GoDaddy promo code link. But we've got the GoDaddy supposed Black Friday special. Again, it continues to 35% off of new orders by using the promo code 35SAVE6. The dollar per month website builder plans plus a free domain at using promo code WSB5. We've got a .com for $1.99 using the promo code 199Geeks. And we also have a $1.99 standard economy hosting per month for 12 months with a free domain, promo code HOSTOFF3. So some great codes there. They continue through December. I don't know what they've got planned for us for the new year. Hopefully we'll get some email on that soon. But all my other codes, my everyday non-expiring offers, are available on the website. And what I keep doing is I keep watching the codes they've given me in the past, and I've got expiring offer codes, but we've got a 30 and a 32 and a 35% code right now that are good on new orders. So I'm really kind of, you know, I'm pushing you guys to use the 35% code, but if you go to the website and it's dead, again, come over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy and go to the page and find the discount code that works the best for you to save you the most money, whether you're buying a .com, pick a hosting account. But that 35% off on a dedicated server is huge, considering that most people, when they pick up a dedicated server, it's around $1,000 a year. That's $350 off by being a listener here of this show, or even some of the virtual dedicated servers. You can save a lot of money. If you'd like a $500 virtual dedicated server, you know, it's gonna get you right in there and save you about $175. So definitely use the codes. And we want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here. And as we head into the new year, for sponsoring Geek News Central in 2014 as well. So let me just take a second here. And the podcast awards are going to be happening on Sunday, January 5th. And we're going to get started at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. And I got an email. Matter of fact, this happened before the Christmas from my folks over at New Media. Said, hey, we think we have this person as the MC. And my eyes got about this big around, and I'm hoping tomorrow that I'm going to be able to announce who the Podcast Awards MC is. I think they're working the contract and is the person's flight and everything, but it's big. It's a big, big, big name. And all I can say is I think you guys will be wowed if they pull it off. And I won't look stupid here, but boy, oh boy, they've got their, you know, they're working it. So we'll see. I'll give, you know, it's all New Media Expo's hands at this point to get that individual scheduled. So I've got my fingers just like way crossed here. So we'll see what happens. But my CES prep is going heavily. The first shipment leaves Michigan tomorrow morning. Booking appointments, going through my checklist. The shipment out of here goes next Tuesday. Doing printouts, flyers, you name it. Just kind of getting everything together. Because really, it's just like a week from today, I'm going to be on an airplane headed to Las Vegas right at this time, 7 days from now. So the time is tight. All our stuff is in, all the stuff that we had to purchase, which wasn't too much. One of the things we had to get this year was another Audio Technica headset. One of them we had went bad, and basically it was outside of the warranty time. And so that's, you know, $180 item that we had to pick up. But overall, this year, not too much stuff, which was good. Gaffer tape. I'm going to show you guys something funny, those of you that are watching. In years past, when I bought gaffer tape, it's come in a pretty big roll. And gaffer tape is, well, stick to anything. This stuff is, it's expensive. It's better than 1,000-mile-an-hour tape. In other words, duct tape. But this is called gaffer tape. And this roll here that I'm showing you, and those of you that aren't watching, it's maybe 3 inches across or so, was about $6 a year ago. The same roll of gaffer tape that I ordered, that I thought I ordered, which is smaller now, is the same $6. So I was like, damn, I just purchased a, you know, I thought I was you know, going to get a much bigger roll. And luckily I got four of these, but was kind of disappointed. And just one of these things where it's what companies are doing these days. They, you know, you think you're going to get a certain product and they've either put less weight in, and it's going on with food and big time. You used to get like 10 ounces of something. Now you get 8. It just drives me crazy. So, and it's my own fault. I didn't read the description. I didn't realize how many yards I was getting, but boy, oh boy, big surprise from that standpoint. So I want to show you guys those. And boy, I tell you, if you're not watching, you're going to want to come in and watch this first part of the show. My in-laws, when my wife goes to Japan, she always comes back with cool stuff. And there's no better place to Christmas shop than in Japan, because they just have lots of knick-knack stuff that's a lot of fun. And for the person that really doesn't need something, they can find some cool things. So my wife bought me this, and it's what it is, and for the, and you guys are going to laugh, when this thing is about, what's it for? It's for a keychain is what it is, and or it hangs on a keychain. And what it is, it's an Orion beer. Now, Orion is a beer in Japan that is pretty tasty and I like. So it's an Orion beer can with some foam at the top. So, okay, think what? Okay, Todd, what's cool about that? Well, let me shake this thing up. And you know those toys you get, or those things you get when you're a kid and it has all the sparkly stuff in? Well, the way this works is all of a sudden now the little whatever's inside is rising to the top as if you had just poured a beer into the actual beer, the mug. So right now it looks like it's just foam on top. But, you know, if you shake it up just like you had just poured it, it's you know, it looks foamy. This is brilliant. And, you know, I saw this and I'm thinking, now maybe I haven't been shopping in a novelty shop lately. I mean, you know, maybe it's a small world and you guys are laughing at me. But this was the coolest thing ever. It really was. And I'm sure it cost him $1 or, you know, whatever it cost him. But this, I saw this, I shook that thing up and I was like, oh, that's got it making a head to it. Of course, you know, it's completely sealed, but just the funny things that come out of Japan. And it doesn't take a lot to entertain the geek here at Geek News Central. Soccer tournament basically starting tomorrow with my son. So he'll be going. He had two games tomorrow, two games on Saturday. Then if they win something Sunday. So we'll see how that goes amongst all the other stuff that's happening. And going to do some Waikiki shopping for my mom and go to the flea market, because the flea market here in Hawaii is a place to get T-shirts cheap and a variety of different things. So I'll be doing that. But again, really getting ready to focus on leaving for Vegas here in just about a week. All right, so let's get into the content here in just a second. The last thing I want to do is, of course, want to remind you guys that of DropCam. We've got a DropCam here in the studio, and so I had it on, and I had it on all basically the last 3 or 4 days, and I came in here this morning real early. I woke up about 4:50 or something like that, and I came into the studio and sat down and was in here working for like 30 minutes, and I was just wearing a pair of gym shorts and no shirt, and I looked up, I'm like, oh man, that camera's on. If someone's watching me now, they're throwing up in their mouth. So went over there and unplugged it. But it's just one of those things that you have to remember that the thing's live. But it's absolutely fantastic, because I'm going to love it when I'm gone. I'm going to be able to check on the studio, see what's going on. It records via DVR. I can have a conversation, activate the mic. It really is an absolutely fantastic camera. It's something that I've really, and you know what's kind of cool is I can replay segments during the day if I want to see what was going on here in the studio and so forth. So I want you guys thinking about pick up a drop cam and do it over at bit.ly/tpndrop. bit.ly/tpndrop is a place to get a drop cam. We'll have one running at CES. And another thing we're going to have running at CES is a time-lapse camera, which would be awful cool. We'll talk about that probably on the next show before we head out to Vegas, the last show on this coming next Monday. So anyway, that's all we've got in my stack here. Again, Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas. I'm glad you all had, I hope you had a Merry Christmas. And of course, now we're fast approaching New Year's. So great time to make your New Year's resolutions, because it's just around the corner here. But let me go ahead and load. Let me load the, and you know what I did tonight as far as YouTube goes? I set in the TriCaster, I set my stream pushing quality to a much higher level, and I think we may have solved some of it. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed, but I think the stream is pretty good tonight. Okay, so first things up is an article over on Slashdot. And many of you, I guess there are 7 or 8 states that had challenges getting your Christmas gifts. High volume orders online of holiday packages overwhelmed shipping and logistics company UPS and FedEx, delaying the arrival of Christmas presents around the globe and sending angry consumers to social media to vent. The company projected 132 million deliveries last week, and obviously they exceeded that, said UPS. Without disclosing how many packages have been sent, for now, UPS is really focused on delivering the remaining packages. You might not see the trucks, but people are working and asked why the company underestimated the volume of air packages it would receive. They noted that previous severe weather in Dallas area had already created a backlog. Then came excess holiday volume during a compressed time frame, since the period between Thanksgiving and Christmas was shorter. Amazon.com responded with an email to affected customers offering them shipping refunds and $20 gift cards to compensate for late deliveries. Package shipped via UPS for Amazon.com by Prime customers to pay $79 a year for 2-day shipping in the continental U.S. may be eligible for additional refunds. And Amazon's stated policy for missed deliveries is to offer a free 1-month extension of Prime. Frustrated customers obviously took to social media, and with some complaining that gift purchases for the children would not arrive in time. You know, this is what's really being talked about is that Amazon was receiving something like 430 orders a second. Now, that wasn't a single product. That was an order of, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, or 20 things, but 426 orders a second. And so their volume was incredible. But what this really tells all of us here, folks, is that times have changed, and people are tired of going to the store. You know, we took one day and went somewhere, and I'm not claustrophobic, but there was so many people, so busy. I kind of got this, you know, it's like I was being squeezed. And again, I'm not claustrophobic at all. You can jam an elevator packed full and I'm going to be good. But just the hustle and bustle and so many people, you know, I wanted to exit stage right and leave. The crowds just suck. So sitting here behind my computer and ordering Christmas presents is really the only way to go. It's easy. You find good deals. If you're Amazon Prime, you get the shipping for free. Almost everything comes to Hawaii for free on Amazon Prime. There are some exceptions, but really a lot of companies could gain a lot of business from me if they open up that type of a deal. But I feel sorry for those that didn't get gifts. Were you affected? If you were, I'd love to hear from you. And what was your reaction? Did you put something virtual underneath the tree? Did you put an envelope with a picture or something like that to, you know, to supplement the missing gift? We were good here. I think we had everything. So were you affected? I'd love to hear from you if you had been. Geeknews@gmail.com. So another thing that Amazon said was that they signed up a huge number of people to Amazon Prime. And so one potential factor in surge of Amazon's shipping was that they raised the limit for free Super Saver shipping for non-Prime members to $25 to $35, which could have really affected shipping. But they did 36.8 million items were sold. Hey, there's a great article on Bloomberg. Utilities feeling rooftop solar heat start fighting back. Now, when I saw this, I was like, oh man, I got to go read this. And I've told you guys before about the situation here in Honolulu. But if you wonder why American utilities are rattled by the explosive growth in rooftop solar and are pushing back, a gentleman by the name of William Walker here in the lovely state of Hawaii has a story. A flip-flop wearing Walker stands in his driveway pointing to a ubiquitous neighborhood feature: solar panels on the roofs of 5 of 6 homes nearby. He lives in Ewa Beach, a development on the leeward coast of Hawaiian Islands, and they live in an area where they don't get a lot of trade winds. Unlike us here, up here, we never have to run the AC. Down there, they have to. Now, this was the Ewa Plain. It used to be sugarcane, so pretty flat. So shade is scarce, and residents there call their homes hot boxes, requiring almost round-the-clock air conditioning. So there's probably a 20-degree temperature difference between us and them, or maybe 15, and so, you know, pretty stifling. So because we pay 37 cents a kilowatt, which is more than double California and triple the nationwide average, with bills for a 1,600 square foot home running as high as $400 a month or more, solar is seen as obviously a good green alternative. So they picked an 18-panel system up, $35,000 installation that was producing 5.9 kilowatts of power. They financed it at $305 a month, which would probably be lower than what their electricity bill would be. And it would be connected to the grid under a system known as net metering that essentially lets residents deduct the value of their solar-produced electricity from their power bill and even be paid for electricity in excess of that. They only do that once a year. They don't really pay the credit. It's a weird deal. But he estimated his bill would have dropped most months to $18 service charge, which they charge here to be hooked up, offsetting the $305 loan payment. Anticipating his power bills would continue to rise, he figured the system would pay for itself in as little as 3 to 5 years. His electricity after that would be free. That is until Honolulu-based Hawaiian Electric Industries Incorporated, HECO, told the Walkers they couldn't connect their system to the grid. They aren't alone. Solar installs here estimate that hundreds, if not thousands, of the state's residents are being put in solar limbo by virtual moratorium on new connections in many parts of the company's service area. The reason, according to Hawaiian Electric, so many Hawaiians are stampeding solar, that circuits may be oversaturated, causing voltage spikes, damaging appliances, electronics, and even the utilities equipment. The company needs more time to study, quote on study, the effects of all of us being on solar. They got no advance. The Walker family got no advance of the shutdown and now paying both their power bill and their monthly rooftop loan. So they got solar on their home. They can't even use it. Now, they've been told they will eventually be allowed to join the grid without having to pay for expensive equipment upgrades. Now, they're in the minority. Those that haven't started yet are being asked to pay an additional $5,000 in equipment upgrades for HECO, basically sending power to ground. So, long story short here is that this Reuters, Bloomberg story is basically talking about what's happening here in Hawaii. Now, there isn't... we're not the only ones. There's issues in Arizona and a variety of other states that are having problems with solar being so popular that it's impacting the local utility, and the local utilities are fighting back. So green doesn't always mean good because it cuts into a utility's profits and they don't like it. They don't want to invest to make sure that we can go green. It's really a vicious cycle. It really is. But I'll let you guys read the rest of the story there. So getting into some of these are the same situations in other cities and states. So be aware of that before you buy a solar system for your home. Over on makeuseof.com, are you dating a geek? Well, there's lots of benefits to dating a geek. And if you're lucky enough to date a hot geek like me, of course, I'm married. Think Clark Kent, perhaps without the buff physique. You'll not only have less drama in your life, but you'll also receive free IT support. So if there's some single ladies out there, definitely think about dating a geek out there. And if you need some reasons, or maybe fellas, if you're a geek and you want your daughters to marry a geek so you don't have to fix their computers when you go for the Christmas holidays and so forth, you definitely want to show them this matrix. And this is a great matrix. It basically gives you all the benefits of dating a geek. And in matter of fact, you can kind of determine if you're dating a geek by going through this matrix. And once you get down to the end, you know, you can determine if you're not dating a geek, whether you're dating a hot geek or if you're dating a funny geek, which we all are. So definitely check this out at makeyousehub.com. I'll have the link up in the show notes. Okay. All right, on Life Hacker, you got some Christmas presents that you can't re-gift that you want to return? They got a great article on how to return nearly anything without a receipt. So whether you gotten a gift that you really didn't like or one that didn't fit or something like that, if you're prone to losing receipts, this is a great article that they sprung back to life because they know everyone would be going trying to return stuff in the next couple of days. So I'll have that link up in the show notes for you to check out. Hey, a little space news here. Comet hunting probe to awaken and zero in on a target. Europe's Rosetta spacecraft is due to receive a wake-up call very shortly, ending its hibernation in preparation for an unprecedented mission to not only put itself into orbit around a comet, but also to send a lander to the comet's body. So that's going to be happening this month. As well as there was a fantastic space photo in Wired today. This is just incredible. Let me bring it up for you. And is it going to load here? Yes, it is. Da-da-ding, da-da-boom. There we go. And you can see some of the this is just really fantastic here. And if you're not happy with that one, oh boy, they're going to pop up an advertisement for me here. Let's turn that off before I get a copyright violation here. So anyway, there's some moons there around it. Very, very, very nice picture. And I have, of course, a link up in the show notes for you. But again, this is a close-up of Saturn's disk and some of its moons. And I know you'll enjoy it. But there's lots of pictures on this Wired article that you'll be able to link to. SpaceX is going to have a launch in January. They're going to launch what's called the ThiaCom 6. This is a satellite that will beam Ku-band and C-band services to clients across Southeast Asia, the Middle East, and Africa. And the launch of ThiaCom 6 and the Falcon 9 rocket is set for January 3rd. So at 2257 GMT or 5557 PM Eastern Standard Time. And according to SpaceX and the U.S. Air Force, which runs a network of tracking communication safety assets supporting all launches from the Cape. The launch window extends for 86 minutes. This will be the second Falcon 9 launch in a month, following a successful mission to deliver the SES-8 television broadcasting satellite to orbit on December 3rd. So we wish SpaceX the best of luck in delivering this satellite to space. Already past Christmas, so I'm sure many of you will not be singing Silent Night anytime soon. But YouTube's content ID system will take away your money if you dare sing Silent Night and post it on YouTube. Good article about how their content ID system is broke. This specific YouTuber basically sang a version of Silent Night that has basically been copyright. Well, it's over 200 years old. And it's not under any copyright. But everybody and their brother made claims against this video. And if you want to see what's broke with the copyright system over at YouTube, this article is a good reference for that. And I'll have the link up in the show notes. Hey, this afternoon I posted on Geek News Central a sponsored post, and the reason I say it's sponsored is because Gazelle is a sponsor here at Geek News Central, and we know that all of you got gadgets for Christmas, and here's what they're going to do. So did you get a new smartphone, a tablet, or a Mac for holidays? Did you know that you can sell your used or older items to Gazelle? Did you know you'll quickly learn that Gazelle is a fast and easy way for you to get cash for used electronics? iPads, MacBooks, iPhones, Android, Samsung Galaxy, and other devices. More than 600,000 consumers have used Gazelle to sell over 1 million gadgets. So why not turn your technology devices of years past into some extra cash? Additionally, by sending your device in, you are automatically entered into Gazelle's Become a Gazillionaire sweepstakes, where one lucky person will win, yes, $1 million. Entries are accepted until December 31st, 2013, at 11:59 Eastern Time. Click on the link here at Geek News Central to be entered. So visit Gazelle today to see what your device is worth. Trade it in and save in a chance to win $1 million. Now, legal disclaimer here. No purchase is necessary. The Become a Gazelle sweepstakes starts on 9/9/13 at 12 a.m. midnight and runs to 12/31/13 at 11:59. Visit gazelle.com/sweeps for official rules and complete details on how to register, enter instructions, including how to enter without a transaction. Odds of winning, it's open only to legal residents of the 50 United States, District of Columbia, 18 years or older, please. Void in Puerto Rico and where prohibited or restricted by law. Again, sponsor Gazelle Incorporated, $1 million. And you can find the Gazelle contest link at Geek News Central will be in the show notes tonight. We thank Gazelle for being a sponsor. You can find, click on the Gazelle link on the website as well. That'll get you there. Get that cash. Pay some of those Christmas bills. Hey, communicate better with your significant other over the next year. And we all have to have some resolutions. This will be one of mine. And the folks at Lifehacker have got some tips for those of us to communicate with our significant other. Some great rules here. There's stuff for the guys and there's stuff for the gals. And yes, we are all different if we haven't figured that out by now. So I have that link up in the show notes. It's something for you to check out. You may be thinking about upgrading to Windows 8.1. You think it's a new year, it's time to make the jump, or maybe you got a brand new machine and you want to put Windows 8.1 on it. Again, makeuseof.com has got a great guide to safely updating your machine to Windows 8.1. Maybe I should be telling you how to downgrade from Windows 8.1 to Windows 7. I'm sure they've got that as well, but the link will be in the show notes. Now, it's been many, many years now since we've had really floppy disk. You know, I started out getting 5 1/4 inch floppy disk. I had media on it, moved to 3.5, right? Then we got some hard drives and, you know, CDs, DVDs, Blu-rays. There's all kinds of different media, right? And, you know, people like to clean house and they want to get rid of their physical media. And people want to transition from owning a boatload of CDs and DVDs and other media to owning almost none at all and keeping digital copies of everything. The folks at Lifehacker have a great case study of what's happened to people that have completely went digital and got rid of their physical CDs and so forth. And talks about some of the stuff that's happened, good and bad. So I want you guys to think about that before you start cleaning house here during the New Year's, throwing out CDs and DVDs and stuff that you've got, and you're thinking put it digital and it's going to be good. Be real careful here about throwing out stuff that you physically have purchased and have the media in hand. Now, if it's a VHS tape, for goodness sakes, get it transferred. You know, get it transferred to CD or DVD. Put copies up in the cloud. Make sure you have a backup. You know, if you use Carbonite, you know, all that stuff to make sure that you're protecting that. And then play that media from time to time and see if there's anything you do to keep it current. And also, if you're the one doing this in your family, make sure that you tell your wife and your son and your kids where all this media is. For God forbid, if something would happen to you and lightning would strike you, or if you fall out from a heart attack, they would know where all this media is. And it's something that I do here at this house. My son knows that there's a full backup of all our pictures and all our video stuff on the server that's in a different part of the house. They know that there's a backup on the machine here. They know that there's a backup on Amazon. He knows how to get to it. And there's also a backup on Carbonite. So, you know, I've really got the media spread out in a multitude of places. There's no guarantee I forget to pay the bill. The house burns down, you know, and something's happened. Something could happen, but try to make sure that you have covered all bases. But my goodness, we're all taking digital pictures, thousands of them. We used to go back to the negatives, right? If the house didn't burn down and you lost a picture, you went to the negatives and were able to get it reprinted. So make sure you're keeping master digital copies, everything in multiple places. Hard drives do fail. And believe me, you will cry a long time as you're trying to get that hard drive resurrected to the tune of $800 to $1,200. So just be aware of that out there, okay? And make sure that you, you get that media backed up. Did you get a Chromecast for Christmas? The folks over at GigaOhm has 10 tips to get the most out of your new Chromecast. I learned a couple of things here, too. I learned I could turn on my TV from my mobile device using Chromecast. I didn't know that. So anyway, very, very cool. It talks about playing back local media, using Chromecast with your Kindle, talking about a YouTube party, how to use it in a hotel room, launching Netflix shows, lots of different things. So I'll have the link up on that. And I hope you all picked up a $35 Chromecast. Article where, we already talked about that. We can kill that one. Listen to this. A lot of stuff's going to be talked about health at CES. And I was actually perusing. I loaded about 500 companies that had health as a tag in their description and stuff. And I was looking through them today. And I found about 20 out of that 500 that had, you know, really, if you do trade shows, when you put your listings in the trade show, don't make it all flowery. Just tell me what you're doing, what you're bringing to the show. Sometimes I have they have all this flowery language to make it look sexy, but I don't know what they do and I don't have time to dig. So, you know, I went through 300, 400, 500 art list, you know, hour and a half, and I found about 20 companies that were all doing health related stuff that I thought would be good to interview. And so this company that I just found called, Organovo, is not going to be at CES, but they say that advances in 3D printing of human tissue have moved fast enough that the San Diego-based bioprinting company Organovo now expects to unveil the world's first printed organ, a human liver, next year. Now, this is incredible. A lot of people die from liver failure. And the liver is a complicated beast. It really, really is. But Organovo has said that it has overcome vascular issues to a degree, and they've achieved thicknesses of greater than 500 microns and have maintained liver tissue in a fully functional state with native phenotopic behavior for at least 40 days, whatever the heck that means. Guess it's good. Of course, a micron is 1/1,000,000th of a meter. To better understand the scale, Renard has described, think of it this way, a sheet of paper is 100 microns thick. So the tissue Organovo has printed is a thickness of 5 sheets of paper, stacked on top of each other. So they're not going to be ready for transplant, but the liver tissue that they plan to release next year is for research use only at this point and will be used in laboratories for medical studies and drug research. That's important in its own right. Developing new drug costs an average of $1.2 billion and takes 12 years. But if they can test on technically a functioning liver, see the effects of a drug on a liver, this could really speed things up. And I could really do a lot of testing on artificial livers before they go into dog and animal and monkey and human testing. So, I'm telling you, 10 years, folks, 10 years, and we will have a transplantable liver, kidney, maybe someday even a heart. That would be really, really incredible. So exciting stuff for people out there. And this is, it's a big issue. Heart disease, kidney failure. I have my wife's uncle has got a donor kidney. He's, it's incredible his lifestyle change. He doesn't have to go to dialysis 3 or 4 times a week. He's, he's living again. He's an older gentleman, and we know that most kidney transplants, 10, 15 years is about all they get. But for him, it's almost a full life extension for him, because he'll be in his 70s or mid 70s when potentially he comes up and has some, the 10 or 15 year space on the kidney expires. So, who knows, maybe he'll be able to get a printed kidney at that point. So I'm just excited about it. I really, really am. Okay, trouble ahead for Jawbone and Nike. Fitness trackers are on the way. Man, there's going to be a lot of them. I'm seeing fitness tracking, fitness monitoring, fitness. Everything's tied to an app. There's going to be a lot of competition in this space. It really is. That means price is going to come down, which is good for all of us. And we'll see where the announcements are. I'm getting some pre-embargoed stuff I can't talk about. I'm telling you, there's going to be some exciting stuff that's going to come out the week of CES, and we'll be all over it, okay? All right, you can play classic video games in style with OpenEMU for Mac. So this is an emulator. There's no shortage of video game emulators, but many can be painful to use. Many reflect the hacker origins with equally hacky interfaces. By contrast, OpenEMU is a breath of fresh air, released this week only for Mac. The new emulator lets you drag and drop games from any of 12 different classic video game systems right into its interface, navigate using the cover art, and even hook up a variety of game controllers to play them with a minimum fuss and bother. So this is exciting stuff here. Zelda, Super Mario, Donkey Kong, Punch-Out, Mario, just the list goes on and on and on. So link will be up in the show notes. You can definitely check that out. Those of you that are Mac users and like to play those old games. There's a AndroidCommunity.com has an article about Know My App. It's a Know My App website. It's by CTI shows how much your data, your favorite app, consumes. So there's no doubt that the mobile data use is growing at a rapid rate. But users are still adjusting how they use their and I've run my MiFi out of bandwidth 2 times in 2 months. Carriers are coming at the rescue here with this new app called Know My App. And basically, the Know My App website tries to give users an idea how much data is being used by some of the most popular mobile apps on the market. So definitely check that out. Very, very cool. To give you an idea what's bandwidth hungry or not. Time Warner Cable is adding new content to curtail cord cutting. So Time Warner has apparently changed its negotiation tactic with multiple companies, including Viacom, Tribune Co., Discovery Company, Univision Communications, and A&E Networks. Boo for A&E right now. The company this week inked a new deal with Viacom ahead of the year-end deadline, agreeing to increase the fees it pays to the programmer and renew channels such as Nickelodeon, MTV, Comedy Central, but also carry finally Epics for the first time. On Sunday, the company inked a deal with Tribune Company to carry its stations also ahead of the contract's end. So basically, Time Warner's trying to catch up. Of course, they're under major attack and may be a target for acquisition. You said about Doge coins. Well, this is a Bitcoin alternative. Apparently, Doge coins, an alternative cryptocurrency, was stolen after the service Doge Wallet was hacked. Doge Wallet worked like a bank account for the currency, and the attackers modified it to make sure all transactions ended up of a wallet of their choice. The latest incident is just one of the long and growing list of problems that cryptocurrencies are currently facing. And, you know, makes you wonder, really, about some of these people running these sites. And if it's the hacking is happening internal, makes you really, really wonder. All right, the 10 top most pirated TV shows of 2013. So which show took the top spot? Very, very simple. Game of Thrones. And it was huge. So, you know, this is quite a big year for TV series. And a result, big companies have been, or because of these shows, it's been a big year for pirating. AMC's hit Breaking Bad, The Walking Dead, Mad Men, Game of Thrones, Masters of Sex, Sleepy Hollow, bust into the scenes, published ratings are good. And people just went crazy on this stuff. Torrent Freak on Wednesday published a list of the 10 top most pirated TV shows. And I'll have a link up in the show notes. But AMC shows took number two and number three spots with Breaking Bad, raking up 4.2 million torrent downloads. Just shows you what's happening here. Walking Dead had 3.5, so on and so forth. But again, there's a chart showing the top 10 most pirated. Delta, if you're booking, Delta had a glitch this morning, causing some Delta airline fares to be offered at deep discounts to normal prices, including a reported round trip between New York and LA at $40. If you guys see stuff like this, please, please email me. Let me in on the fun. Delta on Thursday afternoon said the problem had been fixed while saying it would honor tickets bought at the low fares. So congratulations to all of you. Wow. $200 for a first-class round-trip ticket between L.A. and Hawaii. I'd have bought five. Holy smokes. Flights between New York and Los Angeles and Delta normally cost about $400. A first-class trip from L.A. to Hawaii for the second week of January, yeah, costs about $3,500. So, I don't know how long it was off this, but that's the kind of hack you want to be part of. So call me anytime. The number's on the website when you see something like this going down. All right, did you upgrade to the Snapchat app? Well, your phone number's at risk. They had an upgrade. Now they've got a potential large security vulnerability. Gibson Security released a new report reiterating it's possible hackers obtain a Snapchat user's phone number. They initially revealed this hack 4 months ago, and it was ignored by Snapchat. Now, after multiple app updates, Gibson Security said the exploit detailed in its initial report have not been addressed. So, I guess this is ongoing. So, be aware of that with the update. Rap Genius website. I've never been on this website, but apparently, they're trying to live like rock stars and try to game the system by doing all kinds of weird stuff SEO-wise. And Google has brought the hammer down and put them in the penalty box in a big, big way. And Rap Genius has been banished to the Google underbelly. This is horrible when this happens. But, you know, I'm sorry. They're saying we screwed up. We'll fix it. Too late. You're going to pay. there's a Antarctic climate research exhibition trapped in sea ice. There's a climate researcher by the name of Chris Turney of the University of New South Wales has become trapped in heavy ice near the coast of Antarctica. The captain has issued a distress call on three nearby icebreaker ships are on the way to the rescue. I believe it's a Russian ship. It's not good. They're in trouble. So, but the icebreakers are on the way. Hopefully the boat doesn't get smashed by the time they get there. In Atlanta, apparently drunks in Atlanta like to pee on the tracks for some reason in their subway system. So Atlanta's public transit authorities begin installing $10,000 urine detectors to try to stop people from relieving themselves not on the tracks. I digress. In subway elevators. Have you got to be kidding me? The new sensor alerts police the moment someone begins relieving him or herself so an arrest can be made midstream, the pun says. WSB-TV reports that during a month-long pilot program at one station, police only caught one offender in the act. The Art of the Goals installed in 111 elevators at a cost of over $1 million. Why would people do that? A cursory search of Yelp reviews shows that public urination is indeed one reason why some would-be writers avoid MARTA. Oh, my God. I just don't get it. Do they have bathrooms there? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hey, you live in New York City. NYPD is beta testing cruisers of the future. They know if you're on the lam and can detect radiation. So there's a pretty big test underway. And a 13-page report of what these new police vehicles will do. Link will be up in the show notes for you to check out. HP and Chromebook 11 makes its triumphant return to Amazon, priced at $279. HP and Google finally resolved the issue with the Chromebook 11's charger. So now, as expected, the Chromebook is making its way back into stores. $279 is the price tag on that bad boy. Do you live in the country or do you have a post office box? I have one. I live in the city. I'm not one of those condensed ones. I hate those things where you have a house and you have to walk, you know, two blocks down to get to your mailbox. But there's a new Kickstarter campaign called Mr. Postman. And this is pretty cool. Basically, what they're doing here is it's a Wi-Fi-enabled mailbox you unlock with your smartphone. The Mr. Postman app works along with the smart mailbox, letting you know when new packages have arrived and when outgoing mail has been picked up. Get in now and pledge $180, and you'll get the mailbox set to be delivered this summer. So this is pretty cool. It's basically a smart mailbox. All right, over in Gizmodo, Iron Maiden, they've been chasing down pirates and making bank off them. Well, Iron Maiden, some of you may not know that band. I knew who Iron Maiden is. But what they've done is they've looked to see where piracy's high. And lo and behold, turns out that in Latin America, they were pirating a huge amount of Iron Maiden. So what did they do? Iron Maiden recognized the fan as a fan and went straight to the front door. The band now regularly targets Latin America and tours and does so with tremendous results. One single show in San Paulo recently brought in over $2.5 million. So they basically are seeing where their fans are pirating stuff and they're targeting their concerts for Iron Maiden. All right. I know we have a few jet mechanics that listen to the show. And we know that working on a jet turbine, the one thing that you never, ever want to do is drop a screw into the engine. I'm going to tell you, is not something you want to happen on your watch, okay? Turbines are huge, intricate. The engineering on them is amazing. If you've ever get a chance to look at a cutaway of a jet turbine, you'll understand. But if you drop something inside of them, they double as musical instruments. If you want to hear a xylophone, you can watch a demo on the video that I'll have up for you from Gizmodo. And those of you that are jet mechanics will cringe when you see what he does, but never fear. It's a jet engine that is already bad. It's already aircraft. It's already been decommissioned and will never fly again. But once you see what he's going to do, you'll still cringe. I'll have the link up in the show notes for you to check out, okay? Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Geek News. You can email me here, geeknews@gmail.com as well. All right, last few articles tonight. A Windows equivalent Mac Pro might actually cost more. They did some pricing. Future Looks editor Stephen Fong decided to build a Windows version of Mac Pro to see what the difference in price was, and surprisingly, it turns out the Windows version of Mac Pro would cost about 20% more. Fong first started with building the highest-end Mac Pro possible, one that cost $9,599, and then attempted to do the same with Windows using parts from major retailers, all of which amounted to around $11,000. $530.54. This was replicated with the Mac Pro model, which sets at $29.99, with the Windows version costing Fung around $39.94. Like we said, though, the prices Fung used were retail parts, which doesn't admittedly cost more than it if a manufacturer make them. Fung also notes that there is a trade-off to their build, besides the obvious difference between OS, with the Windows version being more upgradable, whilst the Mac Pro tended to rely on more proprietary components. So you can build it in stages if you want to build one of these machines. So and you also look for deals. If you're going to build a machine like this, you look for the deals. You remember the Freddy Chainsaw Massacre? Freddy was always had a chainsaw he was running around with. Well, now, did you know that you can buy an electric chainsaw? Makita's selling one, but you need two batteries to run the thing. It requires a pair of 18-volt rechargeable lithium-ion batteries. And Makita, when you can get a pretty good deal, it's 30-minute charge. This is not for the workman out on the job site, but definitely for the homeowner. And very, very cool. I don't know what this thing retails at, but I saw, maybe that's for me. But definitely very, very nice chainsaw for a homeowner. Of course, those two batteries on the back of that honker would probably is going to drive the price up. Hey, the best day after Christmas deals, tech games, apps, and more all over the place. So keep a lookout for the post-Christmas shopping. 5 to 7 days is the window, folks. That's when the shopping's the best after Christmas. So just be aware, even in the stores, 5 to 7 days is the best time. That's it. That's it for all the content we've got tonight. Where are we at on time? We're doing really good on time. And I know I've got some email. I think I missed the email from the last show. Let me look here. Did I cover that? Let me look here. I don't think so. Yeah, maybe I did. I know I had some more email. Did I did not copy them in here? I guess not. I've got an email from Terrence. He said, "Hey, Todd, here's a quick article about the University of North Dakota and a drone major. This will be great for agriculture, forest fire discovery, and search and rescue operations. Wish I were 50 years younger, Terry." So that's a pretty cool major, a drone major. Definitely turned this on to my son already. So thanks for that, Terrence. I do appreciate it. Got an email from Punette. And if I pronounce your name Funet, maybe it's Funet, P-U-N-E-E-T. I apologize if I pronounced it wrong. He says, "Hey, Todd, Target saw a drop in customer traffic in its stores over the weekend, one of the biggest shopping periods of year. Consultancy Customer Growth Partners estimated that transactions were down 3-4% at the retailer compared with last year in wake of the massive data breach. Target said last week that the personal financial data connected to 40 million credit and debit cards was stolen." Of course, we know that. "How can companies make information more secure in an increasingly connected world?" Question mark. Very, very interesting. How do we stop this? I don't know if we can. And there is some rumor that maybe PIN numbers are out there somewhere as well. So time will tell. All right, that's going to wrap me up. Hey, I don't want you to forget to become an insider. Help the show out. 6.7 cents a day gets you in there at $2 a month, $2, $5, $10, $15, or $25. We will definitely take any donation that you feel that the show is worthy of. And we definitely appreciate when you do come in. We know everyone's paying Christmas bills, but we'll hope we'll be in there nice and strong for January. If you did not get to contribute to our Kickstarter for our CES coverage, there's going to be a PayPal donate button on TPN.TV. We'll hope that you'll take advantage of that as well. But you could have got a t-shirt if you didn't get one already. So we want to encourage you to support us at CES. Lots of great content. We're going to have one more show here in Hawaii. If things turn out where my shipping window looks like it's going to get tighter, I'll let you guys know. There is not going to be any Saturday morning tech show. Rob and I are off until after I get back from CES. So don't worry. We got a pile of content coming in. I'll give you guys just a little bit of a break before we start the show. We hope that you'll join us live during CES. We'll be, of course, starting our live coverage on Tuesday, January 7th. And I believe we start at 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 o'clock Eastern. And then we go all the way until 5 p.m. Pacific. And I think we actually do a late night show and then to which would be 8 Eastern. So you can watch us when you get home from work as well. will still be going strong all week. We're booked up. I think I've got 92 companies booked so far with about 30 or 40 slots left that we'll fill here the beginning of next week. But lots of content coming to you from the team. We're really, this year, we're going to be lean and mean at the show, as you will see. But I'm really looking forward to bringing you a lot of content. And I hope that you will participate and be with us and spread the word about our content. Because we work hard, really, really hard to bring you a great show. And I think that you'll be impressed with what we've got lined up for you this year. I was going to show you, Jeffrey sent me over the draft of, and let me see if I can find it here. Let me prep it, DDR2. Those of you that are watching, here is the, again, this is the prep. This isn't the final, but here's the 10-second intro, 10-second opening of our TPN content. Watch this. So that's going to be our, I believe it's going to be pretty close to our intro. What'd you think? Love to hear your feedback. Geeknews@gmail.com. And thanks for Jeffrey for putting that together. A few things I want to have him brighten up. There's a couple things I have him change. But other than that, it's looking pretty good. Got a lot of stuff to share with you. Again, become an insider. Don't forget about our sponsors, Gazelle, Dropcam, and GoDaddy. Your support of those sponsors is really what keeps the lights on and allows me to do what I do by taking all this gear and going to Vegas and setting up and, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars being spent to bring you lots of great content. Hey, Merry Christmas, everyone, and Happy New Year's. We'll see you next Monday for our last show of the year. Until then, take care and aloha.